Don Lewis. Hello, anyone else there?
Chuck and Janelle are here.
Hi, Don.
Hi. I thought maybe I'd see you guys down at Groundhog, but that didn't happen.
Yeah, we were hoping to make it down, but it's just been a little too crazy lately.
Yeah, I know the feeling. Spent 10 days away, and I feel like I was gone a year.
All the fun you came back to?
Yeah. I tried to keep up with all that mess on the forum while I was away, but it just doesn't work using different computers every day.
Yeah, I understand. I can barely keep up with it when I check it 3 times a day.
Yeah, exactly. You're thinking of going to New York?
The New York Fest I'll definitely go to. The D.C. one is in like is the week before New York.
Yeah.
They just announced it like a week and a half ago when I'm on their list. They're the mailing list for them. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm not too optimistic about the D.C. festival. It used to be one of the best festivals in the country and one of the best regional festivals back in the 90s. But since they put it in the hands of college kids who change out every couple of years, you just can't get any consistency.
Yeah. That's where Atlanta's really lucky. They have a really good base of, shall we say, mature jugglers.
Right. And New York has the ability to have Matt and Miles sort of helping out with it, but they've run into some closed issues with having their space canceled out and stuff. So, and there aren't a whole lot of choices in New York City.
Well, that's it.
So,
I'm going to try and get down there if I can.
It's usually one of the best shows. I mean, some of their shows have been better than the Cascade of Stars of that year.
Well, they do actually have quite a large pool to draw from.
Yeah, and they have a $20,000 budget. They get from the school.
Yeah.
So they fly people in from Europe and stuff like that. So.
Mm-hmm.
But it's usually pretty good. Yeah, they usually have some variety artists.
Kim Laird.
Yeah, I just have to find a place to stay when I'm down there.
That's the fun part.
Yeah. Hi, Kim.
Hello, how are you?
Good so far.
Sorry I missed your call last night, or
nope.
The night before. I forget what night it even was now.
I was just going to catch up.
Jerry Martin.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey. How is everyone tonight?
We're all fine, Jerry. How are you?
For what?
Richard Kinnison.
Psyched, did you say?
Yay. We're fine.
Hi, Richard.
Hello. Hello, hello.
Thank
Hi,
you
everybody.
For coming, Richard.
Oh, not a problem.
We're still waiting for a few more to show up.
Sure.
I hear Holly coming on?
I don't think Holly was planning on coming on, but maybe she is.
Okay. Did I hear Martin in there somewhere? Guess not.
Sandy Brown.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi.
Hi, Sandy.
Martin.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Sandy.
Who's that?
Hi, Martin and Sandy.
John Satriano.
Is that Richard?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I was just emailing you to make sure you had the conference code, but clearly you do.
I do.
Hi, Sandy.
Hey,
okay.
Hi, Martin.
Hi, Richard.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Martin.
Does anybody know if Jim Maxwell is going to attend?
I haven't heard from him.
Okay.
Chuck, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I finished that DVD.
Oh, cool. Are you tired?
Yeah, I'm exhausted.
Did you watch the whole DVD?
Heavy manual labor in front of you. I'll have a copy out to you tomorrow.
All right, I can talk to you. I'll talk to you tonight after the meeting about it then, too.
Okay.
Janelle, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
How's work?
Good.
Okay, guys. Everybody is here who is planning to be here.
Okay. Is Jerry Martin there?
Jerry Martin is right here.
Hi, Jerry.
Sandy?
Hey, Jerry. Hey, Jerry. How
Hi.
You doing?
Hey, y'all. I'm doing great.
Okay, let's get started at 8:02. So the roll call. Don Lewis is here. Kim Laird.
Here.
Jerry Martin.
I'm here.
Cindy Brown.
Here, please.
Chuck Hawley.
Here.
John Satriano.
Here.
Richard Kennison.
Here.
Martin Frost.
Yep.
Hawley. And I guess we don't have anybody else. Okay, Will Penman is expecting since he has to call China and he has a class morning there. So the first item of business will be the approval of the agenda. Anybody have any variant ahead?
Sandy, did you want to change the text of that those guidelines, or has it already been updated?
Oh, well, the guidelines are right. The guidelines are just going to be discussed. There is not a motion.
Right, and I did move them into the varia then.
Yeah. Is that what you meant, Martin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And real quick, Don, we need to change something in the December minutes because the October minutes were never recorded as approved. So we need to amend the December minutes as well.
Okay. So let's do that as item two. Can I have approval of the agenda, please?
I'll make that motion.
Seconder?
Jerry seconds.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Agenda is approved. Approval of previous minutes. Janelle, do you want to read out what's going to be changed?
In the December 5th minutes, it was recorded that it was approved the September 12th minutes instead of the October 24th minutes. You did approve them at that meeting. It was never recorded properly up on the website. So we just need to go in there and change September 12th to October 24th.
Okay. I so move. Do I have a seconder, please?
I'll second. I'm the one who recorded them wrong.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you.
And who will send this over to David Landown for change?
Janelle will. Janelle's got it.
Okay.
Okay, on to the minutes of January 16th. May I have a motion to approve those, please?
I'll move. Chuck will.
Seconder, please.
Kim seconds.
Any discussion? Any objection? Any abstention? Motion carries. Minutes are approved. All right, assorted report. We're going to start off with the festival and Richard. We're all agog. Richard, the floor is yours.
Okay, first of all, I want to start off by apologizing to the board as a whole and Don specifically for giving you this budget so late. I was really struggling trying to make every number be the hard, fast number that we would live with forever until I got Martin's email that said it could be an estimate, so I was all thrilled.
all right.
So Holly and I have got an estimated budget here for you all to peruse and to look at. It's very, you know, it's based off last year's budget pretty much, and I don't know if you have that in front of you now.
You want to walk us through it?
Yep.
Your email, Richard?
I'm sorry, Holly was supposed to email it, or Holly was going to email it.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
She just emailed it about a half hour, 45 minutes ago.
Yeah, I do again apologize for this coming in this late. But I guess we'll just jump to the budget that stands. We're projecting an $11,000 profit. And if you go all the way to the bottom, we have a $9,000 contingency, which I'm hoping we don't have to touch. So that would really put us at a $20,000 profit.
Excellent. And Richard, you know, we probably could have done a better job in telling you that, you know, a budget is really a dynamic thing. It changes month to month.
Well,
so.
I know my budgets are all totally dynamic and fluid, and I don't know where I don't know. I just thought it had to be more tucked in than usual. But anyway, now I know.
Right.
We based our packages off last year, and they're pretty close to the same. I'm trying to think what it's so startling different I want to tell you. Startling different. Oh, there's something on here I do want to say, and this is not Holly's fault. It's my fault. Special guest, she has in parentheses here, Jatan, who I'm working a deal with, but that deal is not done at all.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not a solidified special guest. But I have did a little research and discovered that the big magic convention that they have in the United States every year takes place the day after our convention in Louisville, Kentucky.
Huh?
And Jatan is going to be there. And we're trying to get him to come a week early. So.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why his name is appearing there, even though it's not a done deal.
Well, when you get a chance to find out if he's definitely coming, I can't remember what issue it was, Richard, that Jatan was on our cover. And it was it was one of the most amazing covers of Juggle Magazine I have ever seen.
That was a good cover, and the story was very, very good. He's had a great act, an act that most of us have not seen, which is part of why I really want him to come.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed on that.
Yeah. And I'm trying to appeal just to his performer's resume and ego that he wants to come and perform for us, and we'll put him up, but I don't think I'm going to have to pay him very much. But that's all in the works right now. Trying to think here when we did that. One of the things that changed drastically is the special workshop. Instead of $2,200, it's $450.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm just paying our three professors a stipend of $100.
Talk about the expenses being lower.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Just to make it clear.
Yes.
Wow, there's no cost for the Joggling site?
There's no cost for the Joggling site. Nope, we've got a site that's close by, and they're just letting us be there.
Wow.
There's an insurance issue that we'll have to show that we have insurance, and I don't even know who to talk to about that through all of you, but that's the only thing we have to show. I was kind of hoping somehow our insurance for the event would cover that, too.
Our insurance for the event in the past, Richard, this is Kim,
yes.
Has covered it in the past, but...
Okay.
Of course, that's something we should check on. And
our insurance comes due June 14th.
Yep.
And it will be mailed to Jim Swell. And I'm sent him an email saying be on the lookout for that.
Well, actually,
Holly,
I believe, had that put on auto pay. I don't know if it still is, but
okay,
that was on auto pay so that we don't miss it in the mail.
Okay. Well,
there are two insurance issues. There's one for the festival and one, there's officers and directors insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about, I'm sure you're talking about the festival insurance that she has on autopay?
The festival insurance was put on autopay it was right after I became chairman that we did that because the year previous to me becoming chairman, it was canceled or almost canceled 2 days before the fest.
Yeah.
Because it got lost in the mail.
Okay.
Sorry about that, Richard.
Oh, that's okay.
One thing that I took notice was a big difference from last year to this year is housing. which I'm assuming is just exactly that, an estimate, because I, and John, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think in the past we used the rooms that were provided to us.
Well, yeah, we plan on using conf rooms. Those numbers right there are from last year's budget.
Okay.
But we do plan on using conf rooms, and we're hoping to have a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, because we do get one room for every 50 nights
that are
reserved. So.
Right. This is an aside, but next time you sign a contract, you can get a better deal than that.
I used up
all of our comp rooms and had to rent one or two.
Right.
Two at the most, I think. So.
Right. Yeah, that's where these numbers come from, and we just thought we'd keep that there just in case.
Actually, they did make that a little bit better than what was originally on there because it was revised on March 15th. They had a much higher number than that at first.
Than 1 in 50?
Than 50 room nights for each comp room.
Wow.
Last year it was like 40 or 45.
Right.
Yeah, you can usually
get that down.
Yeah, you can usually get down to 45 very easily. But that's I'm not who signed the contract. I'm not faulting them at all. But yeah, we do get 1 in 50. That's our contract this year.
Right.
Yeah. So I cut those numbers just in case, and I think that's a fine strategy, actually.
Right. And that's
partially
what I thought they were.
Right. Partially because we have this Quebec, at least 8 people are coming from Quebec, and I am jamming them into rooms, but we might need to take care of that.
So you're putting them in 2 rooms altogether?
3 at the most, but 3 is what I'm probably going to jam them into, because they're hoping to bring a few more than 8. But I'm not counting the additional ones, but I would put them in the rooms with them to share. I don't see a problem with that. If we can get them on three rooms.
Are they coming
to
the whole festival, or are you just providing rooms for the last few nights or something?
Yves hasn't decided yet if they're coming for the whole thing.
Okay.
We don't want anybody on a floor.
Yeah, not a performer, not from
Quebec.
Right.
But in the past, performers have typically been given, you know, 2 or 3 nights hotel room.
Right.
Not a whole week.
Right. I don't think they're coming for the whole week. But Don will tell you that talking to Yves is a little bit of a French trick. So he hasn't decided yet when they're coming.
I give my performers rooms for as long as they're at the festival.
Okay.
Most of them were there for the whole week.
Yeah, I kind of feel that if we can do it, then if they wanted to come for the whole week, what that does is it enhances the festival. So, you know, if they're willing.
Yeah, I agree. The only ones in question for me is Quebec, because I don't think they are coming for the whole week.
Yeah, okay.
Some of them will probably arrange to come for the whole week, even if the rest of the team comes down later. There seems to be a certain level of excitement to get there. And the more we have them there, I think the higher the energy level will be.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
I totally agree with that. And I hope they come the whole week. I know Kate Emily and Warren Hammond and a couple others will probably come the whole week.
Great.
But, yes. Yeah. I'm trying to think. We try to be pretty conservative as far as what the numbers will be of people coming and even early bird registrations and things like that. I think we'll do better, but I try to be conservative.
Mm-hmm. At standard printing, you've got 450 for tickets. In the past, we've printed most of the tickets ourselves at a pretty cheap price. Do you want to keep on doing that?
Yeah, that was Holly telling me that was the number that we had, and I'm trying to go down there. Oh, I see. Yeah, 450.
Last year we only printed, I mean, we paid for the tickets only for the Cascade of Stars. Is that right, John? John?
Sorry.
Okay, well, anyway,
That's correct. We Don. No, I'm sorry. Don created the format for the other tickets, but we had them professionally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took the number from last year.
Yeah, Don, you wanted to have a really, really nice ticket for the Cascade of Stars, didn't you? And so you had that done. You outsourced that.
Well, like I said, Don created the template for the other shows.
Okay.
And Helen created the design for the Cascade of Stars, but I had them all printed at the same place.
Uh-huh.
Cascade of Stars was a bigger ticket on more substantial paper.
Yeah.
So it was a more expensive ticket, but, you know, all in all, they're very inexpensive. It was only a few hundred dollars to get them all printed out.
Okay.
I will ask Helen about that.
Okay, I'll send sample tickets from the ones we did last year, and you can tell me how you want them changed.
Okay.
And, Richard, I'm going to, once I get back from Las Vegas, I'm going to start working on all the medals and ribbons and stuff like that. So I'll get that taken care of, and I'll get back to you on that.
That's fine. And I do have a question for you, Sandy, on the promo package.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't know. We can talk about that later, but we left 500 in there, but we didn't know if that was going to actually be enough or if that was too much or where that actually fell.
Yeah, let me get to you. I'm going to call you. God, I've been so swamped, but let me get back to you on that in the next week
That's fine.
Two, and we'll work that out. I'll give you a holler, okay?
Okay.
Okay, are there any more questions for Richard?
Hey, Richard, you still plan on doing the trading cards?
I do, and I'm glad you said that, John. And I put that in the budget. I'm not putting that under a donation. And I did investigate calendars and cost prohibitive. And actually, I think the trading cards are wonderful, and we're creating a legacy and collectible value of those trading cards. But, yeah, I would like to do the trading cards. I need to talk to you about that, then.
Yeah, the calendars are expensive, I would agree.
I thought we had a lead on something, but, you know, I'm going to tell you the truth. My idea was to, you know, promote other people's regional festivals, and I'm not sure we want to do that.
Right.
So that's the truth. It was like, well, we're telling everybody they can go to all these other festivals. I'm not sure. They can go online and find that out. I don't know.
Right.
And I go to those festivals myself, so it's not like – but anyway.
The trading part has the benefit, too, of being a nice social game that that actually functions as an icebreaker.
I do, and I think especially if we can have some of the people who are coming to be the trading cards, and then people search them out to get the autographs, and I think that's all a very nice dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to handle it or be involved in that contact?
Yeah, if you would like to be the person for the trading cards, I'd love to talk to you about that. I'd like to have Casey Bamer be a trading card and Neil.
You know, you guys, now that I'm thinking about this, you know, I have all the other trading cards from Winston-Salem here, and they're just sitting here. And why don't you two decide, John, Richard, decide if you want to incorporate the trading cards we have here for sale or
How many sets do you think you have left over?
Oh, John, I don't know. How many do we have left over?
Are they uncut?
No, they're all cut and packaged. They're just sitting here with me.
Well, I need to buy one set of them, so that's one set right there.
No, oh, I'll send you one, Richard. Well, I don't know. I think we have we have 500 or 600 sets of them. I mean,
we have to sell those, don't you think, Jen?
Well, you know, we debated about this, and we didn't know what to do with them.
I think they should probably be put up for sale to members who can't get to the festival.
I agree.
I agree with that.
Well,
that's something we could stick in the store.
Maybe stave out 100 for special purposes and then make them available to members.
Yeah, it's probably prime time to decide what to do with them because we're doing nothing with them, and that's all right. I just wanted to let you know. I'll take an inventory and I'll email you all and let you know how many sets we have.
Okay.
One issue is, you know, if you start
saying that they kind of like the exclusivity of being there, getting the cards, playing the game, and knowing that then the cards were not going to be widely available.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I think you just sell them at the festival, and people who weren't there last year will want these also.
Yeah.
And people who didn't get them or they lost them or whatever. I think that's a strong point John has.
I also think possibly auctioning them off a couple of sets a year or something.
Yeah.
Constantly escalate into value. And you know what? Maybe beyond this conversation, we never mention how many are left over.
Right.
Even in the midst.
That's a good idea.
Well, we can always destroy the extras just to make sure, if we have to.
Will you be in charge of that, Martin? I'm kidding.
Yeah. They survived the tsunami.
Gifts for regional festivals at just a few of the bigger festivals. And so they, not being available for sale, where they're kind of very exclusive, a gift.
Oh,
you know, World Juggling Day prize.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
World auction at the festival, but very limited quantities, I would think, to make them seem valuable.
When John and I were in discussions about this, we were very protective about what to do with them, and we decided we're not going to make any decisions now. Let's just sit on it. And so we're sitting on it, and I will get back to you on the numbers and how many we have.
So you're sitting up pretty tall now.
Well, I am.
Okay, anything else on the festival?
And anybody at any time can email me any question about the festival. And I now have email at my office, finally, my new office, so it won't be quite the lapse. It's been in the last couple of weeks anyway.
Perfect. Thank you, Richard. Thank you so much.
Nope. Thank you very much for that, Richard. That gives us a lot of comfort and confidence.
Oh, thanks. It looks like a great job. Thank you.
Yep.
Great.
It's an honor. It's really exciting.
You're welcome to stay for the rest of the meeting if you would like.
I do actually have to go to work.
Okay.
Oh, God, are you kidding me?
I have one quick question for you, Richard.
Yes.
And this is sort of a side question. Do you have access to the wiki?
I don't have that code, or whatever.
Did you get one from David at some point and lose it, or did you just never get one?
Well, I'm going to say I lost it then.
Okay. Well, you can certainly get a password and account from David.
Just
contact David Landau.
I will do that.
You should have the access for that. So you can watch the registration numbers grow.
Holly said we're actually a little bit ahead money-wise from last year at this point based on those numbers.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Holly said we're a little bit ahead money-wise based on those numbers, I think is what she said.
Okay.
Yeah, the early numbers are pretty non-comparable between years because it all depends on when we open registration.
Right.
And stuff like that. So we may have opened registration, half a month earlier this year or something. But we still only have 10 people registered, so I'm surprised that she says that. But
Okay.
Maybe we only had 6 people registered at this point last year. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I might have misunderstood her also, but that's what I thought she said. Well, only 10 people, that doesn't make me feel very happy. All right.
Oh, not to worry.
We'll have to work on that.
Yeah, They'll start streaming in before April, no problem.
Right. I didn't register yet either.
Haven't. My daughter's coming in, I haven't registered her, so there's 3 people. All right, I feel good.
I mean, a lot of people register just before the first deadline.
Right.
It'll grow as that deadline approaches and as the magazine gets to people and they get the brochure in their hands rather than having to download it.
That's true. Okay. Well. Thank you very much, everybody. Great job, and I'm astounded by the volunteers in the IJI. I really am. So.
Well, thank you so much. Listen, you have a nice evening at work.
Yes,
okay.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
Richard.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Has anybody heard from Jim Maxwell?
No, but I think his the Austin Fest was
last week.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay.
I don't know. Somebody got an e-newsletter handy? It's in every one of them.
How would I have that?
Well.
Austin Fest 15th to the 17th. So that's
there you go.
Coming up.
So
he's busy.
He's
busy.
He'll be
yeah.
busy. Okay, so we'll get a membership number for him and add it to the miss posthumously. Store, Sandy.
Well, we had an order from Naranja for 100 DVDs because they sold all their other 2007 festival ones, or they were getting very low. So they just put in another order, and those have been sent and invoiced out. Does anybody else hear that noise?
Yeah.
That beeping.
It's like a fax machine or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we're all set with that order. It's been sent out, and they've paid us for that. And other than that, we have some T-shirts and, you know, 2007 DVDs we're selling. Everything's good. That's about it for the store. I am sending out packages of stuff to festivals. And I'm being kind of generous with that. Do people hear that?
No.
No? Oh, maybe I do. Maybe it's my phone. Hold on. Okay. Anyway, sending out packages of things to festivals, and I have several boxes of duffel bags from 2007, so I'm sending those out. And, just this and that.
And people are appreciating them, I will say.
What's that?
People are appreciating them.
Well,
people like getting that stuff.
They do. There's no sense in us and me keeping it here. We don't send out our other DVDs, so frankly, I'm kind of loading up the boxes, folks. And I know that Joyce Howard was very set on me sending the exact same amount and kind of a limited amount to every festival. And granted, for the larger festivals, I'm sending out some larger boxes, but my motto is let's be generous and get rid of the stuff. Not get rid of it, but the thing is, you know, come July, we're going to have, you know, 200 extra other gifts for people. So let's be generous and give them to festivals and, you know, just.
Phrases, get it out there, not get rid of it.
Well, yeah, not get rid of it. Not get rid of it, but get it out there.
Get their name out there. That's good.
Yeah, yeah. So, and John is putting together a festival page for just, you know, people who have festivals and want to receive raffle items. So we'll get that going. And that's it for the STIR report.
Thank you, Sandy.
You're welcome.
Next is video. No, Jeff is not here. John, do you have anything to say about video?
Yeah, we've got a couple of things going on. We haven't received any bids for videographers. We have chased down a few, and actually we just found out a few days ago Juggle TV responded to us, and they can't make it this year. They are interested in the contract, and we could probably look at them next year. But this year is out for them. Ivan Pacell was another possibility, and he actually accepted a job that week, so he won't be at Lexington.
Who was that, John, did you say? Ivan?
Ivan, yeah.
Okay.
And we really didn't have any other leads, anybody else to chase down. You know, we talked to a few people that weren't interested at all. So we put together a kind of a plan B, and now that we know Juggle TV isn't interested, I think that's become our plan A. Would you guys like me to outline it right now?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Basically, the problems we're looking at are, you know, the gym stuff, the joggling, the day shows, stuff like that. Jayco did a fantastic job shooting that last year. His footage was absolutely spectacular, and he worked tirelessly. He was all over that festival. His footage of the shows was not quite so good, mostly because of the stage lighting. Stage lighting is very difficult for amateurs to deal with. And I think this is what Alan Plotkin did well, is he was able to get really good quality picture from stage lighting. On the other hand, we could hire professionals who would be able to deal with the stage lighting but don't know what to shoot in the gym. In the gym and joggling, and you know, they're kind of lost. They don't know the difference between a three ball mills mess and a nine ball half shower. So what we're thinking is a three-pronged attack. On the one hand, we have Jay Coe as a volunteer, and we'll have him do all the gym footage. We'll have him do the joggling, the day shows, all the easy stuff, the stuff that he's very good at. We'll hire professionals to do the evening shows, and they won't, you know, they'll be able to deal with the stage lighting, and they won't have the problem of knowing what to shoot, because basically you just shoot the whole stage from three cameras, and you've got it all, you know. And then have Ivan do the editing afterward and produce the product. And we've talked to Jay, we've talked to Ivan. They're both on board with that plan. Ivan would want to be paid for his efforts, and we'd have to hire a professional company for the show. I think we can do it, you know, with a decent budget. We'll start researching it soon, and I think we'll come out with a good product.
That sounds like an awesome plan, John. Just one question, and I don't know if you've contacted these guys yet. There is a company that works with the crew down at the Davidson Juggle Fest, and they record on multiple cameras and do that show every year. So I don't know if they're a company that you've contacted already, or
are they jugglers or a professional?
They're a professional company that comes in just to do the public show at Davidson.
More than likely, it's probably going to be most cost-effective to get somebody who's local to...
Right. Okay. I'm not sure if they're jugglers as well or not, but I only see them on the cameras, so...
Right.
However, if they do have experience with jugglers, it might be worth a phone call, at least to Steve Langway.
Right.
I'm sure he could give you some good insight. Who knows, maybe it's a friend of his or something.
I'll track down that lead.
It's your thing, John, so just a good thought.
Yeah.
I also heard when I was down in Atlanta, I heard that Andy Howard has a line on a guy who is doing some video for an eye specialist. He wanted to report jugglers who had eye operations.
Really?
Yeah. So apparently the guy is good, so you might get in touch with Andy Howard and see if you can make a contact.
Okay. And I think that's it for video. There may be something else, but I seem to think there's something else, but it's slipping my mind right now.
Okay.
Well, Tom, I think that sounds like a really good plan.
Yeah, it sounds like a flexible plan, too, which I like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next up is the competition group with Chuck.
Well, John and I have been working on... putting a test video together. We have 16 acts that are basically going to send out to a bunch of different people and let them record it as if they were doing it in person and judge it with the new system. The purpose of that is to sort of see where the differences lie with the different people we have and that we send it to with their different backgrounds, and more importantly, to see any questions that come up. So we get to deal with them now and not come, you know, June or July when it's the real thing. So make sure more or less we're clear on what the rules and the procedures are. So John said he just finished that up today, and I'm going to talk to him about it tonight. But hopefully within the next 2 months we will have it out and returned, and basically it's just a compilation of all the a number of IJA videos, most of them, or competition acts, most of them within the past 3 or 4 years, and just to see how they're going to be judged with the new system. And I think it's going to be interesting. But yeah, so if anybody would like to judge, feel free to drop me an email. And I'm not opening it up to the entire world because I don't feel like sending out 100 videos, but. I'm more than happy to have anybody, all different types of people. And if you guys want to do it, I'd be more than happy to send one to you, too.
Awesome.
Okay. I guess that's it.
Does anybody have information on World Juggling Day?
Well, I've been in touch with both Dean and Barry. Dean seems to have a really strong handle on things. He's already spoken with vendors about prizes and whatnot. He is working on a T-shirt design with Crash, and hopefully he'll be using Crash for the shirts. He's not 100% sure of that yet. So he's kind of on target. He needs to work on the website information and get that going. Barry has kind of his own agenda for World Juggling Day. We finally got, both Dean and I spoke to him, and we finally got him to realize that connecting World Juggling Day to Frederick Douglass, an historical figure, is not going to work, and we're kind of trying to find something for Barry to do.
Well, just out of curiosity, what was the connection?
I don't understand his connection. He had this whole thing about how Frederick Douglass was present in this park in Ohio around the same time of the year as World Juggling Day takes place. I really didn't understand it, so I really can't explain it further than that. Neither Dean nor I could understand the connection. It was that far out there. So I spoke to Sandy the other day just casually, and we're going to give Barry the job of doing the international contacts and making sure that the information is out there to the international fests that are going on, get some information out to them and try and push it there. Dean is working hard on all of this stuff and has, like I said, a good direction to it. He's a little bit slow because he's never worked on something of this magnitude before, so I'm just trying to help him out wherever he needs help at this point. He did ask if there is a budget for World Juggling Day as far as the purchasing of the T-shirts and that, which is something we have not yet decided as a board, but something that we're going to have to look at.
Well, I think we might want to go about it the other way. If they need, if they decide they want T-shirts for World Juggling Day, find out how much they would cost and bring us a proposal for approval.
Yeah, we can do it that way too. That's fine.
And I would also suggest that you recommend Crash highly. He treated us so well for the IJ. Did a fantastic job for us and saved us a lot of money too.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, Dean has worked with him once before on a T-shirt and was very, very happy. He's basically hoping that Crash can do it and follow through with the whole project and doesn't have other projects, that take precedence. So that was his take on it, was he wants Crash in the worst way to do these shirts.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I didn't have to do much prodding there.
It sounds like we should probably consider pre-approving some kind of a budget then, so that we don't slow up the process. If we are going to do shirts, and it sounds like we're pretty much agreed to do shirts, they're going to cost something, so let's provisionally allocate something for that.
Well, how about if we just say that we're open to budget, and show us your budget, and we'll likely approve.
So, one question is, how many shirts is he going to make? Is he planning to have the IJ sell them, or just print enough to give away as prizes, festival gifts? Most years we have not sold them. One year we sold them a couple of years ago, and it was done at the last minute, and it didn't work well.
When I spoke to Dean last, he is very open to whatever the board suggests. He would like to sell them, but he's fine with just doing it as a giveaway as well. The question he had of the board was, how many have been ordered in the past? How many have been sold in the past? Do we know that number?
Yeah. Well, we don't sell many.
None have been sold.
Okay.
Except one year.
Yeah.
If we have a nice design, that may change things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, I'm sure that he can have the design. Well, I'll go out on a limb here. We should be able to have the design together by the next board meeting, along with some sort of price as to a run of this many will cost this much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see a problem with having that by the March meeting.
Well, one issue is if you get the shirts printed far enough in advance, you can give them to festivals that are before World Juggling Day,
mm-hmm.
and people wear the shirts and advertise World Juggling Day in advance, yeah. rather than wearing them only after World Juggling Day.
Yeah, but that rarely happens in reality. I mean...
It has happened.
It has it? Okay.
Yeah. We've had them printed in, you know, January or...
Yeah.
Well, the other thing I can do is call Dean tomorrow and see where he is on the T-shirt design and his conversations with Crash, and see how close we are to having a T-shirt ready to print, and discuss it from there then.
All right. Seems like we're favorable to a budget for doing this. So the only question is how many and how much.
Mm-hmm.
If I remember rightly, last year it was somewhere under $1,000.
Did we have shirts last year?
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, Don Higgins did shirts last year.
Oh, right. Right.
But Don Higgins, I don't believe, charged us. He went after sponsorships instead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, I'd just like to leave it open. I think March is plenty of time. If we have even a sketch of a design at the next meeting, we can decide right then and there how many and how much. And to go from approval to actual printed shirts can take less than a week.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then let's ask Dean to have at least a preliminary estimate for us at the next budget meeting or the next board meeting. Fair enough.
Okay. I will call him tomorrow. I'll email him tonight and then call him tomorrow.
Okay, good. On the e-newsletter, we've been successfully sending it out. I managed to get something about the Green Clubs in virtually every issue.
I love the e-newsletter.
Oddly enough, I don't get it.
You don't?
Yeah, I don't know why it doesn't come through to my email for some reason.
Well, that's simple enough. Your email address isn't in the database.
Probably.
Rob's email address is in the database because
well,
your
both
family.
Both of ours should be because we're both under individual memberships now.
You are?
And have been for the last year now.
Oh, you're right. Juggling Dragon is you?
No, that's him.
Oh, that's under your name.
Oh, that's why then it wasn't moved.
What's his last name?
Borowski.
How do you spell that?
A-R-O-W-S-K-I.
With a B at the end? yeah, same address, same email address. So that's the problem.
Okay. Now,
send Jim your email address and ask him to put it in the database.
I will do that.
Now, I know that people are reading the e-newsletter because, Don, are you listening?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you're missing an action paragraph. You didn't mention which DVD people should be getting. And so I've had about a dozen requests for the DVD. They all think it's another Juggle Vision.
Oh.
Yeah. So I've had to tell them, no, it's not another Juggle Vision. It's the 2007. But actually, it's a good thing because people do read it and they take the time to respond. So,
hey, if they're supposed to get a free thing, they're sure going to ask for it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I look at this as, I already know it's about two or three things that I want in the next newsletter. I can't even imagine what we did without this thing. I mean, I think that the newsletter is very valuable. It keeps people in touch with what's happening. And I look at it as, you know, you get 12 newsletters instead of one Juggle magazine, and you know, or two that we omitted, and I just really feel like this fills the blank space here.
So I am all about the newsletter, Don.
Well, thank you for that. I could wish.
I'm your biggest fan, as a matter of fact.
Thank you very much. I could
I also
more people were submitting articles because I'm getting a little tired of writing everything myself.
Mm-hmm.
I also get a number of replies. Since it goes out under my name, I get a few people sending back saying they really like getting it. And sometimes people, when they're renewing, they say, oh, I want to make sure I renew. I want to get the newsletter, even though we still do some people after they've expired.
Well, so on the next one, Richard didn't give me anything new for the festival, so I guess we will put a teaser in, at least for the festival. We should put another article in about looking for volunteer for finance.
I'm working on another write-up, Don, on the insurance, since we now have extended up into Canada and all U.S. provinces and territories.
Excellent.
Yay, American Samoa.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, little baby steps. We're crawling out there.
Yes, we can.
That's good. Well, if anybody has any interesting juggle-related stuff they would like to donate to the newsletter, I'm glad to receive anything.
I suggest you ask Richard for something specifically, and especially if he confirms any new guests, you know, that. But maybe there's some other little detail or two that we can tease with, or we can just take a piece of the festival stuff off the webpage.
Yeah, Melissa's going to write me some stuff about the Quebec Cricket School, but it's not going to come in time for this issue. Hoping that they will be able to do a couple of rah-rah pieces on explaining exactly that. Just because you're seeing students doesn't mean that this a school show. Essentially, they're sending up professional performers doing exciting things. So that will. Okay, bylaws committee, Kim. A very interesting.
Yeah, that was good, Kim.
Well, I figured I'd try to move things along a little bit because we have actually a lot going on the bylaws committee right now. If everyone saw the email I sent out, we're actually looking at four different items now. And within the next week, I plan on adding to that a few other items. It seems like the bylaws committee is all in agreement that we can get rid of the article that talks about initiation fees. Martin, I don't know, do you know when the last time we even charged initiation fees was, if ever?
I think that went out in 1998 when the base price was raised from 25 to 30. And
what is an initiation fee?
Well, it used to be that if someone joined the IGA, they paid $5 more than the annual dues their first year. And so that was to cover, you know, the cost of their initial mailing to them of their card and maybe the first magazine. I'm not sure if that was sent, but we quit. I think the first magazine was sent to them specially at that point. So that was to cover that. And then we quit sending them the first magazine and let them get the first magazine automatically through the regular process, which saved us some money. That's as I understand it. I wasn't on the board in 1998, but that's what I understand.
Okay, because no one on the bylaws committee really knew if it had ever been used or what exactly it was, how much extra was being paid or whatever.
It was always there before that. And, you know, when the dues were like $2 a year, the first year was $3 or something. So, I mean, it goes all the way back pretty much to the beginning. When you joined, you paid a little extra, but when you renewed, it was slightly less.
Okay.
So, Kim, I have a question for you. Who is on the bylaws committee now?
Minnie Mansell is on the committee, as well as Dave Davis, Will Penman, and Mark Bacalore.
And how are you corresponding with them?
Completely through email.
And are you getting responses from everybody?
Yes, I am. Yeah. One or two people are kind of slow. Mark tends to be very slow with his responses and very sporadic as to whether he responds or not. But everyone else is responding. But I've also been setting deadlines for everyone. Mm-hmm. I'll send out a topic, ask for discussion, and say, okay, can we have some sort of straw poll by this Friday? And I'll give them the date. And everyone except for Mark has been pretty much on top of things and responding. Will has been responding as well, even though he's over in China.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been good discussion going on over the past month. It's just trying to nail down wording. That's where our holdup has been. We all came to agreement very quickly about this Article 2, Section 11, to get rid of initiation fees and to take that section out. We're having a little trouble with the expulsion of members section, all because of one word that's in there, and that word is disrepute. We're trying to come up with a different word. We're all in agreement that we need to have the term Robert's Rules of Order, you know, in accordance with Robert's Rules of Order, most recent edition, because our bylaws state when you can expel a member under what circumstances, but we have absolutely no way of, no procedure set in our bylaws.
Mm-hmm.
The procedure is in Robert's Rules of Order. Everyone on the bylaws committee has agreed to put Robert's Rules of Order phrase in there, but we're hung up on that one little word. So it's things like that. The internet voting is another one. We've all sort of come around to think that internet voting is a good thing for us as long as we can find a pure way of doing it. And that seems to be our hang up there.
Internet voting for the board?
For the membership, like for voting for board members and whatnot.
Okay.
The state of Delaware, I did contact the state of Delaware, and they did get back to me, and voting via internet is permitted by Delaware code.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a matter of whether we want to make it part of our bylaws or not, and making sure that we have an implementation plan in place and that proper security is in place. I've also checked with David Landown on it, and he said it has been done, and it has been done securely with certain voting software. He would not just do it, you know, over our forums or whatever.
Kind of like our survey software?
Well, yeah. Even our survey software at least had some sort of securities in place as long as you enabled them. But, yeah, it would be even more secure than that. I did look at a few companies online, and they do charge, but they charge like $1 or $2 per voter. Minnie Mansell and I had an email discussion about the internet voting, and that's when I really became aware of we are an international organization, and we're kind of doing a disservice to our international members because, you know, sometimes they can't get their ballots back in time because of how long the mail takes to get to them and return to us. It would really do our international members a service to allow internet voting for board members.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we're still talking about it. We're still working on it. You know, four items to discuss all at one time is a lot on the plate, but...
All right.
But we're making some progress.
Well, that's excellent. You know, excellent. Even if we don't actually change anything at this summer's meeting, just the fact of having the committee be active and working to a gestalt on a new bylaws, I think, is a good thing.
I agree.
The one thing I also just found out today is currently our bylaws are not in alignment with Delaware code. And that may be why the parliamentarian suggested that we update our bylaws.
What makes you say that? What makes you say that?
Actually, the state of Delaware told me that today when I emailed them about my question.
They read our bylaws?
They took a quick look at them, yeah.
And what did they say? What's out of order?
What's out of order is basically the setup. And there are things that are already provided for in Delaware code that we need to follow that don't need to be in our bylaws. So we've actually overkilled in the bylaws is my take on it.
That doesn't surprise me.
It's just they've updated the codes and we haven't updated our bylaws in a long time. Not a significant update. There have been things here and there, minor things that have been updated, like in 2005. I forget the other date previous to that, but we just have to update and get ourselves up to date with what's going on with the state of Delaware laws right now.
Okay. Sounds like a very noble effort. Thank you for taking that on.
You're welcome.
All right, that's the end of the reports, unless somebody has another report to give. No. All right. There is a proposal to discuss posting on the forum, which I believe was going to be moved to Varia. Was that my understanding?
Yes, and that was moved.
Okay. So then we move to John Satriano's motion to create backup copies of the video archives. John, do you want to make that motion?
Sure. The archives are here in my house, and it'd be very nice to have a backup copy of them someplace safe, and another copy out for a working copy to be used by whoever is doing video projects at the time. The digital copying is very easy. I can do it here with no loss of quality. And the blank tape should cost less than $1,000 to get everything that's digital. I would like us to approve in principle the prospect of having a professional replicating company do all the analog stuff and have that transferred to digital format. If we approve it in principle now, I'll research it and come up with a budget which we can vote on at a future date.
Okay, I'm willing to second that.
Janelle, could you read the motion?
Sorry.
John Satriano proposes the creation of a backup copy of the IJA video archives in two segments. One, digital video from 1999 to present. This can be copied at home with no loss. Original copy, a budget of $1,000 for blank tape should be sufficient. Two, VHS and other analog formats from 1979 to 1998. The initial copy from analog to digital format will involve loss of original quality. These tapes should be copied professionally to preserve the original quality as much as possible. Backup copies will be kept by Alan Howard as part of the IJA archives. Financing for this project will be drawn from the IJA archives fund.
I second the motion. This is Sandy. Thank you, Janelle.
Welcome.
Is there any discussion?
I understand there's some $40,000 in the archive fund.
Yes, that's correct. There's $40,000. This is Sandy. There are $2,500 of the $40,000 that is targeted towards the digitizing the archives, which we are doing in Las Vegas. So, yes, there is sufficient funds to complete John's project.
And I just want to add that I've looked at some of the VHS originals from the 80s and 90s, and they are degrading, and we should get this done as soon as possible.
you have anything that resembles a ballpark figure on what that would cost?
Not on the professional replication. I have no idea. But like I said, the actual budget for it, if it's out of the question, we just won't approve a budget.
Okay. I don't want to spend the entire $40,000 in the archive fund on that.
Right.
All right.
Discussion?
Yeah.
Well, this is Sandy. I think this is great that John wants to do this, and I think it fits in very well with the whole archive effort. You know, we haven't had focus on the archives in a long, long time, and I think that now there is focus on it. I think that this helps to preserve our history, and I think this is something that if we do this right and we spend the money that we need to on it, which we obviously have, then we will have history documented correctly. We want to do this with quality, and I think this is an opportunity that we should grab because John wants to do this, and I completely support it.
Do you think it's worth putting an article in the newsletter to see if
absolutely
has, expertise in that kind of copying?
Yeah.
You're asking for, you mean to ask for help? Is that what you're saying, Don?
Ask for help or even ask for advice.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Is there any other discussion? In that case, is there anybody opposed? Are there any abstentions? Motion carries. No, we appear to be at Varia.
I love Varia.
Yeah, it's so open to interpretation.
Yeah.
All right, so under
Varia. Well, wait, are we missing stuff?
Are we doing Kim's proposal?
Yeah, there's the juggle camp thing, and then about the Las Vegas trip.
Right.
Okay. Juggle camp.
Did you get that, Don?
No, I didn't.
I'm sorry.
I've gotten it and got mislaid because I've been totally to the winds this last 2 weeks.
Okay.
What is it with juggle?
I move for the adoption of a juggle camp as part of the annual IJA Fest. The program would require a budget of $0 for 2008. And what I did I put the document on the actual agenda. Basically, it's for the kids that would be receiving the jugglerships, but it would also be open to any other first-time young people at the fest. I know from firsthand experience of bringing kids to the fest that it can be very overwhelming. And some kids sort of sit there just staring for a day or two, and others hop right in with both feet and overdo it. So this is just a way to keep them active and make sure they're getting the most out of the fest that they can. It would be meet with those designated as a counselor in the morning just to go through workshops and maybe explain the workshops to the kids. Then they would select a workshop to do at least one in the morning, at least one in the afternoon, and then meet with the camp counselor again at the end of that day to show off what they've learned and what are they working on and what did they get out of the day. So it's just kind of to focus the kids on what they're doing while they're at the fest.
This sounds good to me. I'll second that. Is there any other discussion on it?
Well, this is Sandy. I think this is a really great idea. And this is the type of thing where I could foresee young people coming in at the prices that Richard has set so low this year that they will want to sign up for this. And I think we should really advertise for this, because Juggle Camp is something where, you know, kids, and not actually not just kids, but adults also will want to go and, you know, find out what the deal is with this festival. And I think this really provides them an opportunity to, you know, find out what it's all about. So this is a great program for the festival.
And I would volunteer to be a camp counselor, and I already have two other people who are interested in working as counselors on this project, all of which are certified teachers with with all the, you know, clearances and that you need to work with kids anymore.
Excellent.
I like the idea, but one thing I would caution, I think we should be very careful and point out very clearly somewhere that the camp counselors aren't actually responsible for the welfare of the kids.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just kind of a guidance, you know, just kind of a juggling teaching.
Good point.
Right. It's
maybe
not a babysitting service.
Maybe counselor is not a good term just because of that.
Okay.
I don't know. Just my two bits.
What's that, Martin? Camp counselor is not a good term?
Well, because, you know, when kids go off to camp, the counselor is responsible for the kids.
Well, I know, but I really like that term, camp counselor, because everybody can deal with it, but I think we could have some type of a...
Okay, as long as it's made clear.
Yeah, I think we could make it clear, but I don't, you know, camp counselor, you know, I think that's just a great term for this. It is a juggle camp. I mean, how benign can that be? But to cover ourselves, I think we can, you know.
Well, we want to make sure that we're not advertising a daycare service.
Right.
And that could be made very clear in a disclaimer.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree.
If there's no further discussion, is there anybody opposed? Are there any abstentions? In that case, we have a juggle camp.
I love juggle camp.
And thanks, Chuck, for planting that seed in my head.
Okay, what was the other area that I missed?
The members-only forum.
Okay, well, Sandy, there was something else that you had brought up before, whereby the upcoming trip Sandy is coordinating for.
Oh, yeah, the archives.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to approve the funds that are available. I don't have that right with me right now.
Janelle, could you read that motion?
It states, Sandy Brown moves that whereby the upcoming trip Sandy is coordinating from February 21 to 24 in Las Vegas is to begin the categorizing, digitizing, and preserving of the IJA archives, and whereby there is currently $2,500 in the IJA archive fund specifically earmarked for such a project. The board approved the use of these funds for this trip. No flight or hotel expenses will be spent on this project.
Yeah, that.
I will second that motion.
Any discussion on the motion?
Sounds good to me.
Well, I have discussion. This is Sandy, the coordinator of this project. And as I posted, I think this project will last for several years. And I think that this is what we have to do for the IJA to start to establish our history. And we have this great group of people going on this trip, and we have set aside most of Thursday, all Friday, all Saturday to start to coordinate this effort. I put in an order today for some archiving materials that we might need, and hopefully this, you know, I have the support of the board to do this. I would really like this to pass because I feel that this effort hasn't been given the archives have been sitting there, and they will continue to sit in Las Vegas until we start to move on them. They may sit there for forever, but we do need to start to at least preserve them and to let the members know what we have. And I really hope that everybody approves this motion.
Sandy, do we have scanning facilities and so on out there?
We have one scanner available, and we may have to purchase another scanner, slightly larger, an 11 by 17 scanner. If scanning is larger than that, we may have to take it to a Kinko's. But right now we have, you know, I'd like, with the $2,500 available, I would like, we do have the money available to purchase the scanner that we need. So,
no,
yes, we, what's that?
I'd say there's no point in getting a cheap one. We should get one that has enough resolution to.
Yes, we only need.
Those we need.
Yes, and we've had conversations with Reg Bacon and Steve Ron about this. So we have an idea of what we need. You know, it's just a matter of, I want to make sure in this next week or two that we have a source where we can buy it. It's either going to be, I think, an 11 by 17 or a 12 by 18 or something like that. Martin, do you know?
Not offhand. I mean, it was recommended at least 11 by 17, and that's a common size.
Yeah, an 11 by 17 is common. It has the resolution that we want. If we need to do posters, then we'll take them to, we'll take the posters to a Kinko's. This is going to be the type of effort where we may not be able, we will not be able to complete it all in this one session, but I'm certainly willing to go back next year and to work on completing it.
Well, I think the emphasis should be due on the survey to just understand what's there, and any time left
where
you can get into the actual digitizing it. But since we have no list of what's there, that's going to be the important thing.
Absolutely. What we plan on doing is on Thursday when we all arrive, we're going to go over to Stage Right and take a look at the items and the rooms of what we have. We do have a van. We'll be renting a van, and we can at that point make some quick decisions about if we need to transport, you know, some of these items over to the place where we'll be staying to digitize and set up a some type of a archiving facility. You know, we may be able to do it at the facility of Stage Right Publishing. So some of this we don't know until we arrive there. But, you know, there will be about six of us working on this, so I don't foresee that we'll have too many problems in being able to create our first priority, which is our first priority is to have an assessment of what we have available, okay? And then also I want to make sure that we digitize a good cross-section of props and costumes for the online archives link.
Is there any more discussion? In that case, is there anyone against? Are there any abstentions? In that case, the motion carries. Thank you. All right, where are we in Varia now?
Now we're up to the moderator guidelines.
Okay.
Oh, God. I'm going to die.
I was basically on the road in the last 2 weeks, so I saw somewhat of what was going on, but I was not close enough to really follow it. So I gather that these guidelines are an attempt to give a bit of comfort to the moderators.
Mm-hmm.
Well, moderation has clearly gone off the hook. I mean, I saw today that David deleted a whole bunch of posts because of a complaint of Dave Davison. And I read the posts, and I didn't see, and a lot of them, I didn't see even any hint of a personal attack or any attack of any sort. I don't know what's going on.
Well, this is Sandy. I think what we need to do tonight is, number one, discuss what has been deleted today. And we need to devise some type of just agreement. I don't know. We need to discuss this. David is very uncomfortable with what's going on. Okay? If anybody read the post recently, he is very disturbed about some recent posts questioning his ability to moderate. And we need to take a look at this. We need to decide a few things tonight. David is in a very tight bind, and I think that moderation has its place, but whether or not it has place in the IJA, I don't know. But we voted the last month to have moderation, so we either need to fix it or change it.
Well, we also said that we would revisit it,
which
we
are,
at a later time after we saw how this works. So,
yeah,
you know, that's what we're doing.
That's exactly right. So, John, I would agree with you. Could everybody go to the moderated forum?
I have a better idea. I'm not sure we need to discuss the actual what's been done so far. We do have the ability as a group to vote and reverse David's decision, but reversing someone's decision is a very unsupportive and, in my opinion, even insulting thing to do. And
yep.
I think we should only do it in the most dire of circumstances,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think that's happened. I mean, whether or not the posts that have been deleted should have been deleted doesn't really matter whether they're going back up or not. It's not going to make any difference in anybody's lives whether those posts are restored. I think what we need to do is develop a very distinct policy that we can give to the moderators. And really what we have to determine, I really think our basic decision is this. Are we going to be very strict and delete posts that are intended, or in other words, are we going to develop a policy that will delete posts that are insulting, that are intended to be disrespectful, that, a very broad policy that says you must have a respectful tenor and tone on this forum? If we do that, it's going to result in us deleting, I'm going to guess, 80 to 90% of the posts that go up for a while until people get the hang of how you have to speak on this forum. The other way we can go is to say we're only going to delete the most egregious of posts. And I don't see that we can go anywhere in between.
Well, I have to absolutely agree with you. I think that we advise to have the most egregious posts deleted. I don't think that we can have rules. And I do really apologize if I see now that these guidelines won't work, okay? I feel that we have to come up with something that works. If this doesn't work where we have a moderator, that's fine. David will not he won't be comfortable with rules because he feels that if other people have minimal rules, that he should have minimal rules.
In terms of
How do people feel, how do board members feel in a broad sense about how we should go about moderating this forum? Should we be, should we be very strict and require a respectful tone from everyone, or should we basically expect, any other rule that we write, someone is going to be able to write a cleverly enough worded post to insult someone else without breaking the rules?
Exactly. This is Kim. John, I agree with you with what you said initially, and there is a third way of working a forum that I've read up on today, and it's just that if someone notifies the webmaster that they have been egregiously offended by something, then that is removed. But it's basically then a complaint department.
Where the moderator doesn't make the decision. It's just if there's a complaint, the post comes down.
Right, right. And that's just an idea to throw out there.
I think that's not going to work. Somebody will just say, remove all of them.
Yeah,
you know?
I would use that to remove every post that referred to me.
Right, and I understand that. I'm almost to the point where saying just let them go, unless there is something really, really brutal.
Like what? What's brutal?
This is Chuck. This is the discussion.
Oh, no, and that's the problem.
this is the issue that I had with it last meeting, and the issue I continue to have, because Sandy pulled out a specific thing, a specific reference. Referred to her referencing Hitler and that stuff, and I really didn't see it as a big issue. Now, I wasn't pointed at me, but I look at it in a different way, considering different circumstances. Without going into all the reasons, there's two very different feelings on that. And I think we're going down a bad path. And even worse, if we do this, fine. But my bigger concern right now is we've already lost Holly's already on her way out, and I've had to work with David on a lot of stuff, getting stuff up on the web with the championships and the championships forum, and he is instantly responsive, does everything well, and he takes critique well, and that's not a volunteer I want to lose, because where he's getting put, feels like he has to do because we've asked him to do it. And
I want to second that before you go on, Chuck, because I've worked with him a lot on the website as well.
I really don't want to lose a good volunteer who does a great job, and I don't want everybody else to realize how great of a job he does when we don't have him.
And
so that's my bigger concern. That's my immediate concern right now, and I have my own personal feelings on it. But with that said, part of me doesn't feel that David Landown should be the moderator as well as the webmaster. He's too valuable to sort of, frankly, piss off.
And I agree with you 100%, because I know last year when I worked with him a lot, whenever there was a problem on the website, which once or twice there was, and immediately he responded, I was able to reach him either at home or at his work number. Even with questions that I've had lately concerning our website, immediate response. So he is a wonderful volunteer. And that's why I was just going to also ask the question, do we know how he feels and what his opinions are? He's a computer person. Does he know something that we don't about moderation or whatever?
Well,
Can I read David's post from today? He posted this a half hour before the meeting. I don't know how many people have read this.
Yeah, I have it in front of me.
Kim, you've already posted a follow-up to it. But let me read this and he posted this in response to the question about several posts being deleted by him. He says, "Wow, accusing someone of making personal attacks could be in itself a personal attack. When the children are squabbling, the wise parent doesn't take sides. Calling the parent unfair will not sway the wise parent. Calling someone a name she or he doesn't call themselves could be called a personal attack. There was nothing in post number 13643 that had anything to do with the title membership numbers. It was all about what someone said about someone. It was part of a personal argument that was calling for an end. That was a post, I guess, that he deleted. He says, please move the he said, she said arguments to personal emails or wreck that juggling if you require an audience. And please don't call other people's posts to be deleted, as in 13643, if you can't stand for your own part of the conversation to be deleted as well. That's what he said.
And I also have got an – thank you, Martin. I also got an email from David today. And he – I asked him to sit in on this meeting tonight, and he refused to do so. And he said, I want to withdraw my partial support of item 2. Okay? I will read item 2 in a minute. It got too tedious this morning. It is much easier to hide a message than to transfer it to the moderated forum. Also, no other moderator can do that transfer. I transferred some this morning, but there are so many, I just started hiding them. They are still recoverable, David, and he did mention, please share this with the board. And item 2 is here. Item 2 is, which he does not want to, he does not want to support. The moderator will make visible the entire post in question and post it in the moderated messages forum on the board to view. Spam can simply be deleted. David doesn't want any rules because he feels that, again, that if other people can post anything except personal attacks, then he should, too, be allowed to do so. He doesn't want any rules. So we want to save David. He doesn't necessarily want to back down from this job, but I'm not exactly sure what to do with this, so let's discuss this.
Well, in my view, I think the moderation thing is going to be a losing battle. We have, in some sense, won the battle by closing the forum to the world in general, and the membership is generally bright enough to understand what's going on. I notice an increasing number of members that are taking problem posters to tasks, and that's encouraging to see. I would be quite supportive of going back to a unmoderated forum, and if people want to put outrageous things up there, I guess members will simply consider the source.
Do you mean an unmoderated members-only forum?
Yeah.
And if there's, I don't have a problem with if something goes into the one of the public forums, or whatever the terminology is for it, the non-members-only forum, that it be transferred over into the open forum. But that I think that should sort of be done sort of at a request, you know, not deleted, but just as something is put in the wrong place for whatever reason. Not
by whom? Chuck? By any, whoever happens to mention it, it should be moved over?
Yeah, I don't know.
I wouldn't move it over. I would simply invite the person to put it in the right place.
A person can't do that. The person can't move it after he's posted it. Only David, I guess, can move it.
I mean, I'm not proposing we do this now because I don't want this to be a non-thought-out thing. In fact, just let's let it go and maybe see how it happens. But if it becomes an issue, you know, we may have to do something differently. But I'm not as worried about that. But this whole moderated post of all the issues that come up, it's come up with one person. It's been Dave Davis, and he's not the only one that's been moderated. In fact, other people have said, you know, I've been moderated too because of I slipped up. And he's just testing the system, and we're forcing David Landown to sort of discipline David Davis and have to deal with it. And I just don't want to. I think we should just get away from Dave Davis's games. It's just let him play them. I have no issue with that. Let him play them, and we'll deal with it. Don't let David deal with it. Let everybody ignore him. That seems to be the ongoing trend lately.
Right. I feel that you know, we're doing our best to try this out, and I'm not sure that the moderation is the right way to go. I'm willing to admit that. I mean, that's fine, because we discussed that we would just, you know, assess this after a month.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's still good that we are members only. I want to hear other people. I want to hear everybody's opinion on this moderation issue. So please speak up because this is very important for the IJA, because we need to hear from the board right now. We're the leaders, and we need to talk.
Well, I think it's part of our motion from last month that the business forum become members only, and that posts made in other forums that are regarding IJA business will be moved to that forum.
Yeah,
I don't think that's not part and parcel with the moderation part of that motion, which I think we could reverse. I said this last month, I think moderation is a bad idea because we have a seriously problematic member. And that member, you know, has done a lot of damage to the organization, and the situation that we were putting the moderators in was untenable. It was basically taking care of that member. And you can't take care of that member. He's just not taken care of. It's not a possibility. So I think we should probably abandon that whole approach and go back to, or, you know, either resume or begin holding that member responsible for the actual damage that he's doing.
John, I think you said it better than I ever could. In fact, I know you did. And I agree. You know, we're setting these rules in place and going overboard for the one unruly child instead of just dealing with the one unruly child. And I would feel much better to leave the moderation go and keep it a members only forum. I still, to some degree, think we have to have stated rules there, but not necessarily that it be moderated.
Rules such as what?
Rules just as, you know, for lack of better terminology, because I can't think of something really well written right now, but, you know, to stick to the subject, you know, talk about basically the rules we had talked about before, you know, refrain from personal attacks, but, you know, not necessarily pool every post that has a personal attack in it or what is perceived as a personal attack.
Well,
there are rules that have rules up at the at the top of their forum list, like no flaming in that, and they aren't necessarily moderated.
So one question I have is, if we're going to post rules, intentionally not enforce them, what's the point of posting rules other than to say, well, the leadership posted these rules, isn't anybody going to follow them? It sort of gives you a target. You're making it a target. If it's not going to be enforced, there's not much of a purpose. I don't see much of a purpose to it.
I'd be happy with just putting a no-spitting comment on the top of the forum.
Right.
Well, we can put that, but we all know that this member isn't going to follow that. So what we have to do is, if we're going to decide on no moderator, we have to basically accept that this person, Dave Davis, or whoever, maybe Andrew might come into play, or somebody else who is going to be rude and unconscionable, and that maybe, you know, we have to accept that. I don't know, but if
any individual intentionally and multiple times violates a rule posted to the membership by the board, then that is against our bylaws.
And then what?
Then you can go after disciplinary action according to our bylaws.
Well, I think that needs to be clear in the bylaws. And my question right now at this very moment is this something that we can pass at this moment? Are we deciding as a group to go back on our previous motion? And we keep our open discussion forum as members only, which does seem to be working, but do we omit the moderator part? Is that what we're willing to do at this point? And can we do it at this very moment, or do we have to leave it at the for the next meeting?
We don't have to leave it for the next meeting. We can back up if we want to. Isn't that an issue? That's not an issue, is it?
Okay. Don, we haven't heard from Jerry yet. Jerry?
Hi. I favor the speech, if you will. I concur that and putting David in a pretty awkward position. The snag to me seems to be that we really have a responsibility to the organization. I'm thinking of another website that I frequent, which is basically one person's creation with a lot of volunteer help, and it's moderated and it's his ball game. Don't like it, welcome there anymore.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm in line with the current thinking. I don't know how I would adjudicate any better.
I'd like to make a comment. If you want to basically remove the pressure on David from being moderator, you can essentially eliminate him as a moderator. Don might still be a moderator, but as he's indicated, he's going to be very careful before exercising his moderation powers. And the board has the right to overrule any non-decision of moderation. That is to say, if the board sees a post up there that is really horrible, the board can always decide to have it removed. And so you might want to just take away the pressure on David to have to even think about this. Maybe leave Don as a moderator of emergency access, but in general, not expecting to be doing much moderation at all, but still retaining the board's power to make an urgent decision.
Well, I did email David today, actually, about that same thing, and I said, and I'll quote myself, I'll think aloud here for a minute. You've been very candid with me about your dislike of the moderating task. I won't think you are bailing out in any way if you decide that moderating isn't your thing. Of course, if you leave, it gives several people, I'm leaving out several names here, to say, I told you this would happen, but it's your call. Or another option is to give you a certain period of time, perhaps until the festival, and then pass it on to someone else. So David did not respond to me on this. I really feel that we do need to keep David, and if he wants to stay, that's fine. But will we continuing this on with somebody else? I mean, for example, Don, you're the other moderator. Do we need one other moderator besides you?
Well, if we're talking about doing essentially no moderation, I don't think you need anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, David has the access. If the board decides something, I'm sure he will be happy to remove a message that the board tells him to remove. I don't think that's his issue. He doesn't want to have to make the decision. So it's not like he's going to be not there as a webmaster.
No.
So it seems to me like we're moving towards an essentially unmoderated forum.
Yeah, the board as a whole can't respond very, very rapidly. It would only be able to respond to the most egregious posts.
Right. Like you are some mother effing person, and we want you to go, we have reached the worst case scenario that we are willing to tolerate. And are we willing to say, oh, okay, that's okay? Is that all right with every one of you on the board?
Here's the, because I think we are all right. Because it's not going to be like, oh, did you hear what he said? This is going to be written and recorded. So someone who's putting that on there is basically putting themselves up. Since it's a member-only forum, they can't do this anonymously. So if one person writes up there something so egregious that it's going to offend everybody, you know what? They just sort of ostracized themselves and made themselves look like a fool. And I have absolutely no problem with that.
And they have, and we actually, Chuck, we have had some very good feedback lately on people like Ken Ferris and, you know, other folks that are willing to stand up and say, you know what, you're an asshole. So, I mean, I may be agreeing with you here that, you know, you're right. People are going to dig their own graves, we hope, that, you know, under these circumstances. So
I think the digging has already begun, and in some way it's been going on. I mean,
been going on for a long time.
I mean, if we're talking about one person doing the same thing over and over again and asking the same question over and over and over again and getting the same response over and over and over again, everybody reads it and goes, what an idiot.
Yeah.
You know, let them do that. I don't have an issue with that. What I have the issue with is him being able to ask the question and do the same thing over and over and over again and make all stupid posts. And now no one's able to call him out as an idiot, saying, why are you doing this? This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
So Chuck, are you then suggesting that we should back down from the moderator issue?
I will make a proposal that we undo the moderation and leave the rest of the post as is. So it's a members only. And any business posted on a public forum that isn't members is posted on a public forum that's business. It gets moved to, it gets deleted and reposted. So.
Okay, say that last part again. Sorry.
I remove that we keep the previous motion, with the exception that the moderation be removed from the business forum. And
okay.
Leave it that simple. Just leave it as simple as that. But everything else remain. Posts, the part where it says posts containing personal attacks will be made as invisible as soon as detected by a forum moderator will be removed from the previous post or from the previous motion.
John, could you chime in on this?
Yeah, I would support that, but I would add that I'm not abandoning the issue of this problematic member. That I think we're just dealing with him in the wrong way. We're making everybody suffer for his problems.
Mm-hmm.
We need to, again, you know, realize that when somebody is a negative publicity machine for the organization year in and year out, behaves in a way that is unacceptable, is asked by multiple boards repeatedly to behave in a different way, is asked by the membership repeatedly to behave in a different way, that's a cause for discipline, and that's a separate issue. We don't need moderation.
I agree with that, and I don't think that necessarily needs to go into this this motion right now, and we can deal with it as a separate issue at a later time.
I also agree with that, and I think that's where part of my problem comes in when dealing with an issue like this is. Since I have been attacked so often, it's kind of hard to separate, and you two have made a very good argument for that, so thank you.
Martin?
I'd like to point out that the bylaws do remain in place, and there are forms of action we can take, and if it becomes a legal issue, if words get to be a legal issue, that's a possibility too. So people, it's not like you can just post and do whatever you want. There are some rules in play. It's just I don't think we need to add any more.
I agree with that. Certainly there are civil remedies that people can use if they feel that other members have used them unfairly.
I would have to say that, you know, these are hyperbolic. This is a hyperbolic situation. This is as extreme as, you know, we have an extreme situation. So we're making very difficult decisions. Martin, what do you have been a proponent in the past of this moderator situation. What do you say now? And I ask you because you're the communications director and you have a direct link to how we communicate this to our members.
Yeah, I had sort of thought that this portion of the motion was intended for sort of the worst of the of possible posts, and I haven't particularly seen any posts that I would have thought would fit that category. But just as in 1991 when the Capel system was implemented and the judges didn't really know how to use it, I think that's what's happened here, and it wasn't really, you know, there were no real good guidelines for how David was to implement this, and Don was gone and he didn't want to do anything anyway. So you know, I don't think that we've hit anything that, you know, would have been moderated in my opinion.
Right.
So getting rid of the moderation at this point wouldn't have affected anything. So I'm okay with that. And I hear what Chuck says and John about letting anybody you know, cook in his own stew.
Well, good. So I would say let's create right now, and we're almost there, a motion. Would everybody agree that we need to revise the motion?
I think Chuck proposed a very good motion.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a proposal that that eliminates moderation from the business forum.
Okay. Janelle, are you ready to read that? Or do we need to have Chuck read that again?
I can read it to me, right?
Go ahead. Do you have the original motion?
No. What I'll say is Chuck proposes that the business forum go back to being unmoderated. The rest of the rules in the previous month's motion remain in place.
Okay. I'd make it simpler than that. I just my suggestion. I just say propose moderation be ended on the business forum.
Okay. Chuck proposes that the moderation be ended
on the open discussion forum.
In the open discussion forum. Jim Martin. I cannot get that right for the life of me.
I call it the OD forum.
Yeah, good. And everything else will remain the same. I don't know if it's necessary to do that, but part of me feels to just put it in there for clarity. The rest of the previous month's motion, and we'll reference it, will remain in place.
It seems like you don't really need to refer to the previous month's motion. You can just take out that segment of the current rule. It doesn't have to.
Sure.
You don't have to refer to that motion. So you can discuss that, or you can say that, or whatever, but. And it doesn't really hurt, I guess, to have that in your wording, but I'm just saying I don't think that's critical.
All right, then we'll make sure it gets put into the discussion that the remainder of the previous month's motion, six something, I'll figure out which one it is, and 6C remain the same. So, but the motion is Chuck Holloway proposes that the moderation be ended in the open discussion forum.
Okay, Don Lewis will second that.
And I have a question for discussion.
Yes.
We currently have today a number of posts that were moderated that I wouldn't necessarily – I would question why they were moderated, but I'm not the moderator. And what would we – and the actual person I would say by name, Dave Davis, question why they were moderated. What would we like to do with those posts? I just want to have some house cleaning here.
I think that anything that has happened stays in place. Otherwise, we have to release them all. That becomes possibly a headache for the moderator and the webmaster, same for David Landown. And I think it sort of undermines what he did, even if it's for a short amount of time. So I think we gave him the power to do it. We and therefore they stay the way they are. If people want to repost them, they can, and there won't be an issue with that. But
yeah, I agree.
And I believe
I'm out of the loop.
I believe David Landown gave a good, very good reason why he took them off as well.
So,
it was his reasoning at the time. So,
basically, the motion stays as is, but perhaps if anybody but the other maybe addition would be if anybody has a question, you know. So how do we want to state this? I do want to put this in.
All removed posts during the moderated time will remain removed. And
how about the board supports all decisions made during the period of moderation?
Yes, yes.
Very good.
And but should it, if anybody wants to repost them, they may, of course.
I think that's sort of self-explanatory, and people can figure that out. We don't need to give people more suggestions.
Okay.
Exactly.
He's not in writing.
Okay. I just want to make sure everything's covered.
Yeah. No, and somebody reposts it, they can we'll see that it's put up.
Yes. Okay. So are we ready to have this post, motion reread to us?
And one last thing. To be honest with you, Sandy, if you feel that needs to be said, you know, after this, there's no moderation, so you can get right on there, make a post, and let everybody once it passes, if it passes, we will
right.
Feel free to do that.
But then we can get on there and post and call you an idiot for doing
it. Yeah.
Right. And I'll be ready, I'll be willing to accept it. I have to say, I absolutely hate the feeling of knowing that Chuck and John can say, I told you so. And John knows this already. And I could strangle you, John. But the thing is, I felt that this was right. I might have been wrong, and you know what? If I'm wrong, that's completely fine. I felt as though the motion was right previously because we needed to create a civil environment. A civil environment is maybe not possible, but we've done the best we can. What?
Your intention was good, and that's why I supported it.
Thank you, John. I know you grappled with that, Don. I know you grappled with that. And Chuck, you hung in there and absolutely, you know.
I'm just an ass. No, I'm kidding.
And so I want to know how everybody feels about this. I want to know, does everybody understand what's happening here, and does everyone agree with what's going on?
I'm comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Jerry. I'm comfortable with it.
Okay. Let's have a reread of the.
Ali proposes that the moderation be ended in the open discussion forum.
Do we want to add the board supports all decisions made during the period of moderation, or do we?
Yeah.
I think that
would be
motion,
good.
But it certainly can be a thing.
No, I think it should be in the motion.
Yeah, I think so too, because that shows that we supported David through this time.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, let's put that in there then.
All
right. And now states, Chuck Hawley proposes that the moderation be ended in the open discussion forum. The board supports all decisions made during the period of moderation.
All decisions made by whom?
All decisions made.
I don't support. I hope you don't support George Bush's decisions made during that period.
Why don't we say the efforts of the moderator, experimental purpose?
Well, there were two moderators. One didn't make any decisions, and one made a bunch. So
yeah. We support him.
We support all of those decisions and non-decisions.
Yes.
Don't want to make Don abstain from this vote, though.
Okay, let's clarify this for Janelle.
Made by the moderator?
Yeah. Make it plural. We don't want to single anyone out.
Sure.
By the moderators during the period of moderation.
Yeah. Okay, let's have the whole, let's have it in totality.
Akali proposes that the moderation be ended in the open discussion forum. The board supports all decisions made by the moderators during the period of moderation.
Sounds good.
I second it, Sandy Brown.
Is there any further discussion?
Oh.
Is there anyone opposed? Are there any abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Okay, I do have a question. I would like to have this tactfully announced on the forum by whomever.
I'll announce it.
I think somebody should email David Landown first before we announce them.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll do both of those things tonight. I'll email David tonight and I'll post tomorrow morning.
Okay. Thank you, Chuck. I appreciate that. Okay, are there any ragtag loose ends that we need to handle with this situation?
I don't think so.
If it's okay with everybody, I will tell David just to delete all of the posts and delete the moderators, the form, and so we can just be rid of this. If that's okay?
Yeah.
He removed the judging form, so he can quickly remove this as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Wanting him to delete permanently the moderated posts?
Yeah.
That are currently, I assume, just hidden?
Yeah, just tell him to get rid of them however he deems necessary.
You know what? I would tell him to just archive that somewhere in case it never comes up.
Just leave them as they are. Less work.
Okay.
I mean, you can get rid of the moderated forum for him. Moderate post for him, but if you want, or just let it be idle.
Okay, sure.
You know, he's going to be one happy man, I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, he deserves a considerable vote of thanks for taking that.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh.
All right. As I understand it, there are no further items under Varia.
I just want to throw one thing out there, and it won't take long. I just want to email everyone, probably not tonight, but tomorrow, concerning my meeting that I had with a lawyer today. So I'll send that through an email, though.
Okay.
So just watch for it.
Date of the next meeting, March 19th, perhaps?
Can we avoid that, if possible?
Sure, what do you need?
We just have a meeting, or we have a meeting with a financial advisor that day, so they're a pain in the butt to reschedule. So if we could do like 12th or 26th, either one of those would work?
About the 12th.
12th too soon.
Both would work for me.
26 work for everybody?
26?
For me?
Yep.
Works for Jerry.
Works for Kim.
What are we talking about, 12th or 26?
26.
The difference of 4 weeks or 6 weeks?
It's shaky, but I think I can make it.
Remember that you put the World Juggling Day stuff on the next month's meeting.
Just going to say that, you know, would the 12th work for everybody?
We can reschedule the 19th. That's fine for everybody but us, too, if we need to.
The 12th is perfect for me.
12th works for me.
12th is good?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's make it the 12th.
Wednesday, March 12th. I love this board.
Okay, the chair is willing to entertain a motion for adjournment.
So
I will make that motion.
Okay, so if there is no disagreement, I show us adjourning at 10:01.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks so much. Good job.
Good work.
Good job.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.
Until sometime.
Bye.
All right.